Sajnos Božiemu nomu.
You say, you know, they have many people are you saving over here. First the family, first and foremost, but really the whole extended family, for the Mazers, for the Oppenheims, from the Rosanskis, for the Malinowitzes. Tati was the leader. He was the Melech. He was the one. Everybody was Shel Eitzavai. Obviously, our school, all his work in our school. The shul, obviously. It's very, very difficult to put into a few minutes what Tati was. It was really larger than life. But how would Tati react in such a situation? Tati never would just be strong, pillar of strength. He would always say the right things. Every single situation, whether it's in Yom Tov, whether it's in by a Shavuot Brachos, whether it's by a Chasana, he would always hit the nail on the head. Say the right things. He was a master in Emunah B'Tochen. Very, very, very strong, confident, doing the right thing, doing the Ratzon Hashem at all costs, did what he believed. So you would think that that would make it, that it would be very difficult to approach him. But no, the opposite, we all know, everyone in the family knows, everyone in the shul knows, everyone in the Kohel and Mansi knows, everybody, all his friends know, he was very, very, very personable, and very, very, very unbelievable heart for any Nisrach, very down to earth, very, very down to earth, very humor. He wasn't full of himself. He was always very, very, very busy, like we all know. But if you, any time, anybody in the shul, any friend, anyone in the family, if you needed something specific, give me a time, I'll give all the time in the world. And he always did what people were saying, but this is really the nekuda that we're going to be learning from Tati, and we're going to carry on, because that's what Tati was all about. You do what's right. You do what's right. It doesn't matter what other people think. You don't make blind cheshbonos, like Rabbi Jacobson said. Soini batza, emes. Becoming rav wasn't easy for him. He didn't think he was going to do it. That's what he felt. That's what was the right thing. Believing Tarat Yisroel, v'sikin, going to Rav Ando back when he was a buffer, going to Rav Berman. That was the right thing. That's what he felt is the right thing. Bezin, all the years, always shining, always growing. There's no such thing, like many people said already before, there's no such thing as stopping. Always shining, doing what's right, doing what's right, and helping other people. Well, no, he didn't hold himself, or Kornfeld said, he didn't hold himself, didn't walk around with he did what's right, he didn't feel this is anything so chashuv. If it's necessary, he's going to do it. Whether it's fly to America to a Bir Nachum novel by Uncle Hall, he's going to go to a Chasana, to a Shavuot Brachos, to this. Anyway, if that's the right thing, that's what he's going to do. I want to ask for Mechila, b'shem me, my family. They definitely does not treat Tati the proper covet, the proper respect. But I'm just showing you, should give Mami and all of us the kindness to continue.